Be filled with all the fullness of God, July 20. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ. Paul in his letter to the Colossians sets forth the rich blessings granted to the children of God. He says, "We do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness." Again he writes of his desire that the brethren at Ephesus might come to understand the height of the Christian's privilege. He opens before them, in the most comprehensive language, the marvelous power and knowledge that they might possess as sons and daughters of the Most High. It was theirs to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, to be rooted and grounded in love, to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. But the prayer of the Apostle reaches the climax of privilege when he prays that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Here are revealed the heights of attainment that we may reach through faith in the promises of our Heavenly Father, when we fulfill his requirements. Through the merits of Christ we have access to the throne of infinite power. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The Father gave his Spirit without measure to his Son, and we also may partake of its fullness. Through Jesus the fallen sons of Adam become sons of God. Both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The Christian's life should be one of faith, of victory, and joy in God. Truly spoke God's servant Nehemiah, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord alway," and again I say, "Rejoice." Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It is only as the law of God is restored to its rightful position that there can be a revival of primitive faith and godliness among his professed people.